Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
I am so excited for tonight, but I don't know what it is. So there is a rare super blue moon tonight at 9:30.
Wait, it's not just a super moon? It's not just a blue moon? It's a super blue moon?
Yeah, damn right.
How neat!
Sounds like the next Marvel movie.
Super Blue Moon.
Super Blue Moon.
It'll be the biggest and brightest full moon of the year and the closest. So it's going to feel like you can just reach up and grab that thing at like 9:30 tonight. Am I the only one that's really excited about it?
I'm excited about it.
Of course you are. You're the one that sent the email about it.
I feel like, let's go streaking! There's just nobody behind me. Dude,
we're not going to have another super blue moon until 2037. So it's going to be 100 miles closer to the Earth than the last super moon was. You only get one to two super moons a year, but this is a super blue moon. So it's going to be super big, super bright, super close, and going to look gorgeous outside.
I do hear this only happens once in a blue moon. So.
Oh, wow.
And you can see Saturn.
Yeah, so this is what the article that Cassie sent. As a bonus, Saturn will be visible as a bright point 5 degrees to the upper right of the moon at sunset in the east and southeastern sky, which is really super exciting. Isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
It's really.
I mean,
as long as there's no clouds.
Right. That'll be the thing, right? Anybody listening right now is probably going to be underneath clouds. So,
yeah.
Somebody else take pictures of it. So we can all see it.
And be safe, Florida. We're thinking of you.
All right. So, Lou here wanted our help. She is dating a guy that she really likes. But you know sometimes how your friends have this influence on you that sometimes they'll see things in dudes or women that you're dating that you don't see. And sometimes you take their opinion over your own. And I think that's where Lou is at right now. Hey, Lou.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. All right. So tell us about this dude that you're seeing. Tell us about the friend that is putting all sorts of doubt in your mind. And because we did something about it and tested him last night.
Okay, so James is this guy I've been seeing, and he's great. He just seems like a really good person, and I have to say he's like the best looking guy I've ever dated. So that's like an unusual combination, right? And it's only been a few weeks, honestly, but I was introduced to him by a friend. He's her cousin, which also seemed like a good sign. He's not just like a random guy out of nowhere. Like, we know a person in common, which also, you know, it's good news. But I didn't introduce him to my friend Clara. And afterwards, she was like anything but supportive. She was like, oh my God, this is the guy. I've like dated guys exactly like him. I can tell that he's like not a good person. He's going to break your heart. It's happened to me a million times. And like, planting all these seeds of doubt in my mind. And I have to say, like, none of what she said squares with my impression of James and like how he's been treating me and how things have been going, even though it's really new. But, you know, she's my best friend. And I kind of like, there were two reasons I reached out. So one of them is that, I mean, I kind of wanted to prove her wrong. Like, mm-hmm. Look, like, you know, he's been tested. It's official. He's a good guy. But also, I kind of feel like maybe there's a jealousy thing going on. Like, you know, he is really good looking and he seems like a good guy and I'm seeing him and maybe that's like an elephant in the room that's good to just kind of address immediately and just figure out what that is about, right?
Yeah. Before we get on to her, I just want to let you know, and you're unaware of this, Lou, my son's name is James, and I didn't like the idea of him potentially cheating on somebody, so I changed his name to Chet. Sorry. Just, you know, for consistency purposes, if people are like, who the hell is James, when we were talking about this yesterday.
Got it.
I took the liberty. So the code name for the guy you're currently dating is now Chet, not James. Because I have too much power, apparently.
I really, really admire this kind of arrogance.
both those names, by the way, protect the innocent. So neither name is his real name.
Yeah, they were both aliases, but I'm just like, no, James would never cheat on anyone.
Chet just sounds like a douche.
Exactly, which is why I changed it to that. So, yeah, if you are being honest with yourself because of her current relationship status, it's not to say that every single person is like insanely jealous, but could that be her reality right now, that she's just looking at what you have and wanting to sabotage it because she does not have the same?
I mean, she is single, so it's definitely possible, even though, you know, I mean, she's a really good friend and she's a good person, but like, we all have our moments, right?
Right. I have found as a general rule, and you know what? This doesn't apply to best friends because I think that they always want you to do great. But as a general rule, your friends want you to do really well, just an inch less well than they're doing. And once you start doing a little bit better than they are, mm-hmm. then we got problems.
Right? Those friends suck.
So this might be it right here. So it's kind of you're damned if you do, damned if you don't here. Because if we find out that this dude was not being loyal to you, then you're going to be bummed out by that. And if we found out that he is a really great guy, now you've got to deal with the fact that your best friend is probably trying to sabotage you.
So just playing this out, if he is like, you know, if he is what she says he is, are you going to give her the satisfaction and tell her, or are you just not going to date him anymore and not tell her why? And if he is an upstanding citizen, are you going to tell her what you did, or just tell her to back off? She needs to trust your instincts.
Oh, these are good questions. So for sure, if it turns out he's a good guy, I'm not going to tell her that he passed the test. It seems like it would be too much. Mm-hmm. But I will just let her know, like, hey, like, you need to let me, like, live my life and, like, mm-hmm. whatever happens, happens. But I didn't really think this through beforehand because it turns out to be really? Not a good person. I don't think, I mean, obviously I can't see him anymore. Like, that's a given, but, I don't know if I'll tell her or not. I mean, I kind of guess I probably won't. I'll keep it a secret to myself.
Okay, Lou.
Until my dying day.
Let's do this because we spend so much time trying to make you as anxious as possible.
Sorry.
when we come back, we will tell you the results of what we found last night when we did the Instagram scam.
We do have results.
We do have results. So then we can start going down which road that you have to truly be stressed about, okay?
Okay.
Right. Sorry for making you wait.
Let's just push it back.
I will do that next on The Vert Show.
Listen, it's The Vert Show.